ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam. Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 43. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishne swadharma pagate dharma gyanadhibhi saha kalau nashta jusham esha purana ko dunoditaha. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Purport: Lord Sri Krishna has his eternal dham, or abode, where he eternally enjoys himself with his eternal associates and paraphernalia. And his eternal abode is a manifestation of his internal energy, whereas the material world is a manifestation of his external energy. When he descends on the material world, he displays himself with all paraphernalia in his internal potency, which is called Atma Maya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he descends by his own potency, Atma Maya. Tell me the verse. You studied Bhagavad Gita? Anyone? Sambhavami Atma Maya. Ajopi San. Bhutanamishwaropi San. Prakritim Swam Adishtaya Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. His form, name, fame, paraphernalia, abode, etc. are not therefore creations of matter. He descends to reclaim the fallen souls and to re-establish codes of religion which are directly enacted by him. Except for God, no one can establish the principles of religion. Either he or a suitable person empowered by him can dictate the codes of religion. Real religion means to know God, our relation with him, and our duties in relation with him, and to know ultimately our destination after leaving this material body. The conditioned souls who are entrapped by the material energy hardly know all these principles of life. Most of them are like animals engaged in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. They are mostly engaged in sense enjoyment under the pretension of religiosity, knowledge, or salvation. They are still more blind in the present age of quarrel or Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, the population is just a royal addition of the animals. They have nothing to do with spiritual knowledge or godly religious life. They are so blind that they cannot see anything beyond the needs of the body. They have no information of the spirit soul beyond the jurisdiction of the subtle mind, intelligence, or ego, but they are very much proud of their advancement in knowledge, science, and material prosperity. They can risk their lives to become a dog or hog just after leaving the present body, for they have completely lost sight of the ultimate aim of life. The personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared before us just a little prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga, and he returned to his eternal home practically at the commencement of Kali Yuga. While he was present, he exhibited everything by his different activities. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita specifically and eradicated all pretentious principles of religiosity. And prior to his departure from this material world, he empowered Sri Vyasadeva through Narada to compile the messages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus both the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam are like torchbearers for the blind people of this age. In other words, if men in this age of Kali want to see the real light of life, they must take to these two books only, and their aim of life will be fulfilled. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum of life, Lord Sri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the direct representation of Lord Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can also see Lord Sri Krishna in person. They are identical. Krishne swadhamo padate dharma gyanadhipi saha kalo nashta drishamesha kalo nashta drishamesha puranarko dhunoditaha. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. This is one of the many verses that Srila Prabhupada often quoted. It was spoken by Suta Goswami to the rishis at Naimisharanya, headed by Shonaka. And this specifically is in reply to the first of their preliminary questions. Bruhi Krishna Yogeshwari. They had asked, now that Krishna has departed this world, who will protect religious principles in Kali Yuga? So in reply, Suta Goswami says that religious principles, dharma jnana adhibi saha, will be protected by Srimad Bhagavatam. People who are in ignorance in Kali Yuga can get knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam, just as in Kali Yuga, prior to Kali Yuga, just at the end of Dwarpa Yuga, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to give knowledge of dharma. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanya bhavati bharata abhutanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Krishna comes to re-establish dharma, and he speaks Bhagavad Gita, which gives knowledge to human society. Therefore, these two words are used, dharma jnana adibhi, that from Srimad Bhagavatam we get dharma, dharma is established, jnana is established, and many other qualities, because Krishna is the abode, Ananta Kalyana Guna, is the abode of unlimited transcendental qualities that are beneficial for the whole world. He's all auspicious. However, when I say we, I mean the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, think of Srimad Bhagavatam, we don't usually think in terms of dharma and jnana. We think in terms of what? Prema. Srimad Bhagavatam tells us about Krishna. Krishna comes to this world to re-establish dharma and to present jnana. This is needed for people in this material world. Dharma is concerned with how to act properly, as on the intimately linked with the term karma, proper action. And jnana is to understand things properly. Srimad Bhagavatam is the knowledge that takes us beyond this world of proper action, proper understanding, to Krishna's Swadham, as mentioned here, Krishna's own abode. In the spiritual world, there's no consideration of dharma or jnana. There's no need. Simply there's love of Krishna. And that is what Srimad Bhagavatam presents. Srimad Bhagavad Gita presents the need for dharma. It presents jnana, proper knowledge, and gives several hints about pure love of Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavatam from the outset rejects that which pertains to this world. Dharma projita kaitava atra. The knowledge of Srimad, or the subject of Srimad Bhagavatam, rejects all kinds of cheating religion, or religion that pertains to this world. Srimad Bhagavatam gives the knowledge which takes us beyond the material world. As Vyasadev, in the third verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, it's very interesting how he presents the Srimad Bhagavatam. First of all, in the first verse, he presents it as this is knowledge of the supreme reality. The second verse, he says that this knowledge, it rejects all mundane knowledge, all cheating knowledge of this world, which has already been established as illusory world. He establishes there about the Swadhama of Krishna, which is mentioned in this verse that we're just reading today. Krishna Swadhama Pagate. So Dhamna Svena Sada Nirastakuhakam. In the very first verse of Bhagavatam, refers to that Dham, that abode of Krishna, as being without any illusion, which means also no birth, death, old age, and disease. Everyone is in the Swadham, in Krishna's own abode, which suggests that this material world, although it belongs to him, is not his place per se. It's a place where others come who come to forget Krishna. So in Krishna's Swadharma, everyone follows their Swadharma, their innate propensity of being a servant of Krishna. So here, dharma and jnana have been mentioned, that Krishna is the very form of dharma and jnana that is specifically in reply to the question of the sages. I was saying about the first three verses here. Let me get back to that. And the third verse of Srimad Bhagavatam at the very beginning establishes that this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is truth of the ultimate transcendence. It is beyond the untruths of this world. And what is that? It is nectar to be relished by loving devotees, persons who are without any envy that characterizes this material world, any jealousy or bad feeling toward others, devotees who are fully in love with Krishna. So that is established. Bhagavatam establishes elaborately that our Swadharma, our real position, is to be the servant of Krishna, to love Krishna. So that ultimately comes to the point of Krishna Prema. And Srimad Bhagavatam is given in detail far more than in other Puranas or other sections of the Vedas, Krishna's transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwaraka, and elsewhere. Especially the pastimes in Vrindavan have been analyzed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be, and other acharyas also, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized this, as being fully sweet, joyful, and full of love. So love is the ultimate message, a very much misunderstood word within this material world. Here in this verse is mentioned dharma jnana adibhi saha, but the real message of that is mentioned in reply to the question of the sages, and that is what the people of this material world need to understand first of all how to behave properly. The question of transcendental love does not arise in those who are engaged in sinful activities meant for exploiting others, adharma. So dharma, this is a very great concept to be understood, very narrowly understood simply as religion, but it means so many things. But from the perspective of the individual, his dharma means his proper mode of behavior, so as not to help others and to benefit himself, and not to exploit others. He's being properly situated. And jnana means knowledge, knowledge of what is our highest benefit. So that is required for people in the material world. But Srimad Bhagavatam takes us beyond that, to the land of prema, to the land of pure love. And this contribution was revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, while he was present, certainly enacted many pastimes of pure love. Krishna is the very form of loving exchanges. But it was when he came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he distributed this love very widely. He revealed the inner truth of Srimad Bhagavatam. Many acharyas prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had commented on this, on Srimad Bhagavatam, but mostly in terms of dharma and jnana, without being able to fully appreciate the transcendental pastimes of Krishna, especially those in Vrindavan. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who unlocked the secret of Srimad Bhagavatam, who gave the pure love of Krishna, who revealed that to the world, the pure love of Krishna, which is the special feature of Vrindavan, the devotees of Krishna in Vrindavan. So that was there in Srimad Bhagavatam, but it wasn't until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presented that, until it became available. And when Krishna was present, even those who appreciated him, they didn't all have knowledge of or attraction for the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. There are so many of his devotees outside Vrindavan. And Krishna, in his presentation to the general people, which was given via Arjuna, who superficially appeared to be a person of this world, a soldier, a politician, a married man, a family man. So So Krishna gave his presentation to the people of the world in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is narrated about in Srimad Bhagavatam, but he didn't freely distribute the prema for which he is known. He is known as Prema Purushottama, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is simply full of love. It was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who pointed the people of the world to this loving feature of Krishna, which he invites everyone, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he invites everyone to join in this. So practically speaking, the inner secrets of Srimad Bhagavatam were revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the extent that we who are present now in this world, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have greater access to the love of Krishna, that is his very heart. Sadhunam hridayam mahyam, sadhunam hridayam tvaham, maranyate na jananti nahang tebhyo managapi. Krishna says that my devotees, the saints, the sadhus, they are my heart. I am their heart, because I know nothing but them. They know nothing but me. This pure love of Krishna was revealed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So practically by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which of course we are receiving through all the great Vaishnava acharyas, and we have access to Srimad Bhagavatam through the efforts of Srila Prabhupada to present that to the world. We have access via Srimad Bhagavatam to the pure love of Krishna, which many people who directly saw Krishna 5,000 years ago didn't have access to, because that love of Krishna is revealed by devotees of Krishna. Krishna himself, when he was present, he didn't say to anyone except Uddhava, he described in some detail about his pure love. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave that through the agency of Rupa Goswami, through the agency of Surup Damodar, through the agency of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So Srila Prabhupada has translated these vital books, so that these essential books, so that we can have access to pure love of Krishna, which was not apparent or was not revealed even by many acharyas prior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even today we find here in this blessed land of India that many people up to the present day have a feeling for Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada noted, the Janmashtami celebration is celebrated by almost everyone in India, including even many Muslims, and many Muslims who theoretically might be expected to be opposed to Krishna or faith in Krishna and Ram. Many of them also appreciate Ram Leela. Some Muslims refer to Lord Ram as Imam al-Hind, or the Imam of Hindustan. So that feeling for Rama and Krishna is there, which is such a glorious feature of this land of India in the midst of her great confusion at the present time. Still there is, in so many people, an innate feeling for Krishna. And even some people who don't seem to be much inclined to Krishna, with a little coaxing, many of them can also be inclined. Their natural feelings for Krishna can be revived. But practically speaking, to understand Krishna as he is, we have to understand him through Bhagavad Gita as he is, and to come very closely and intimately, intimate with him, we have to go through, or we have to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who revealed that Krishna came not only to set the world aright by giving dharma and jnana, but that's not his greatest gift. That's not the greatest gift of Srimad Bhagavatam. The greatest gift of Srimad Bhagavatam is the real dharma, which is not just the dharma of how to live a pious life in this world, but the real dharma is bhakti dharma, to act in relation to Krishna. And real jnana is to understand our relationship with Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu opened the treasure house of love of God that is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, as is revealed in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitta Karopan Jaha Hoite Premananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. We will get by regularly studying Chaitanya Charitamrita, we'll get Premananda. This is the highest dharma, or is beyond dharma. And Bhakti Tattva Gyan, beyond knowledge of the categories of this world, that is the knowledge of Sankhya Yoga, is the knowledge of our blissful, loving relationship with Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents Krishna Vishayak Prem Parampurusharta Jarage Tunatulla Chari Purusharta. This dharma, artha, kama, and moksha, religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, they are all, they're the four aims of civilized human beings. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that love in relation to Krishna, that is the real need of all human beings, and is far beyond and above these needs as are seen by people of a pious disposition, beyond material piety. Krishna comes to give, he comes to this world to establish dharma, but that material piety, that is not the highest thing that Krishna comes to give. People who are bereft of the mercy of the Vaishnavas, they recognize in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna is telling us to lead a good life. He's teaching us to differentiate between spirit and matter. But somehow they miss Krishna's indications of pure devotional service. Although they're there very prominently throughout Bhagavad Gita, at the very end, Krishna says, Sarva Bhuyatamam Bhuyatamam. And I'm going to give the highest knowledge. What is that? Manmana bhavavan bhakta. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Ananyas chintayanto mam. Krishna refers to those who are always thinking of him. The mahatmas, the great souls, are those who are satatam kirtayanto mam yatantas chaduravataha. The great souls are those who are always chanting his glories, endeavoring very seriously in devotional service. So the indications are there in Bhagavad Gita, and even more so in Srimad Bhagavatam. But we require someone to point us, to guide us through all this, to find Krishna Prem. Otherwise, it's there, but we don't see it. Just like Krishna came to this world, he was personally present, but very few people could properly understand him. They took him to be the worst. Shishupal took Krishna to be a pretender and an upstart. Some people took him to be a good philosopher, spoke the Bhagavad Gita, excellent philosophy, summation of all the Vedas. But not everyone could understand that Krishna, more than anything, wants to share his love with us. Because people in this world, after all, are in a very low state of consciousness. Krishna gives us Bhagavad Gita to help us come to a higher state of consciousness. Srimad Bhagavatam is to bring us to the highest state of consciousness. That very highest state of consciousness is very rarely revealed or understood in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to give that. Anarpita chirin chirat karumya avatirna kalo samapyata manatojvalana sangs for bhakti shriyam. Hari purata sundara duty kadamba sandipita sada hridaya kandare sada hridaya kandare spuratu va shachinandana. So Rupa Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami bless us. By their mercy, we can have manifested within the core of our hearts that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandana, who has come in this age of Kali to offer that which had not been offered for a very, very long time, which is resplendent devotional service to his very self. The Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna. It offers us dharma jnana adi. What is that adi, that etc.? That in the beginning, if we are pious, we will appreciate Krishna as being the very form and promulgator and goal even of dharma, religiosity, proper behavior, and jnana, knowledge. Those who are very fortunate, those who have received the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will find Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, the very form of, the loving form of Krishna. They will find love of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question from you about this? You learned that verse, Anarpita Chirin Chirat, that Chitta Hari Prabhu taught you?
Yes.
How many verses at the beginning?
Six verses.
That takes us up to 1, 2, 3, 4 Radha Krishna Pranayam. That takes up to three, four, five, six. Shiradhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidushi Veti Lobaha takes us up to that. All right, any question? No. Hare Krishna.